This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we say good morning to everybody, and more good news, especially if you love football. Today, University of Miami, media day. And with that, we've got Alex Dono with us, fresh off a vacation to join All Day Dan Day. Nobody, as you know, works more than All Day Dan Day.
Ain't that right?
24/7, nobody puts in more hours. And Jamie now with us as well, helping out in the back. So, yeah, we've got UM joining the Miami Dolphins. I got to tell you something. I know you've been gone. The Dolphins have looked really good at practice. The practices have looked clean, been a lot of good plays. Now look, at when you say that, usually if one guy beats, you know, the receiver catches, and everybody, oh, the defense not very, and then the other way, the defense is shutting them down. They go, oh, man, God, receivers can't get open. But A lot of good stuff's going on. Matter of fact, right tackle Austin Jackson is expected to join us here coming up early in the 6 o'clock hour, so we'll talk to him. And then we got everything UM starting 11 o'clock today, and then they'll be on the field tomorrow. And here we go with one of the biggest stories in the ACC, Carson Beck.
First time we'll be able to actually see him throw, Joe.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is the first time, except for a couple of videos that had him throwing a couple of short passes. He says, you saw him at the ACC meeting, says he's 100% and ready to go. And obviously, he's stepping in some big shoes. Whatever. And I know it didn't finish the way Miami, but it finished the way the Cam Ward story was unbelievable. Oh, yeah. From a year ago.
Yeah, Carson had mentioned that, like, I think part of his decision to come to Miami was seeing what Cam was able to do to elevate his draft stock in Miami's offense. And it's not to compare himself directly to Ward, but I think he sees an opportunity. In Miami, the offensive line's going to be really, really good. It's one of the secrets from last year, Joe, was Georgia had an off year in certain areas. Everyone will talk about Carson having an off year. Their offensive line wasn't particularly productive last year. They didn't run the ball well, 102nd in the country. They led the nation in wide receiver drops, so they didn't give him a lot of help last year.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, he's going to have a chip. I just, as he comes in here, there have been a lot of negative things. Cam Ward didn't go through that with a lot of negative things coming from Washington State. Carson has been hit with, you know, the foreign car. They put the, you know, Ferrari Carson's coming in, or, you know, he wasn't a great team guy. I saw some of the stuff, you know, they're talking about Georgia, and this guy they like a lot more. And he throws too many interceptions. Man, I'm rooting for him because seemed like a really good guy when he was on with us last week. And hey, they need him. At the end of the day, you can run the ball real well in that offensive line led by, you know, Maui Noah at right tackle, but you got to be able to throw it. You're going to have to make some throws because, as we know, or I've learned, and I think you'll agree, doesn't matter how good you are on paper, you're going to be in a dogfight just about every week in the ACC.
Yeah, it's been the story of Miami every football time. For 20
poor
years.
Poor backup quarterback. It wasn't a great great job last year. Poor guy didn't get to play till second half of a postseason game after Cam had checked out and said, I'm done with my half. By the way, impressive first half for him. But, yeah, you don't get to play a lot. And then I go back and I went, yeah, thinking of the Cal game and Louisville game, and you go through the whole list of games, and every friggin' game was down to the end, one way or the other, win it at the end or lose it at the end.
Yeah, and this season you hope Carson can sit out some fourth quarters, Joe. But, you know, bringing him in, it was something Miami needed just so badly, to have a guy with his experience level. Think about it. There's nothing he hasn't seen. He's played in all of the biggest games, played in the SEC.
He played a lot bigger games than these guys did here last year. You're right.
You know, he had to follow Stetson Bennett, who won two national championships before Beck took over. That's what he mentioned when somebody asked him at ACC Media Days, hey, do you feel pressure following in Cam Ward's footsteps? And he's like, no. He coming from Georgia, playing where he played, having the pressure he had up there in Athens. I'm not saying there isn't pressure at Miami, but I think he's ready for that pressure at Miami.
Yeah, Kirby Smart's got that thing obviously rolling pretty good here as Georgia gets set for another season as well. So anyway, we've got a lot of Dolphins stuff to get to as well, and we got trade deadline tomorrow, 6 o'clock for the Marlins, who all they do is they go out and win again. 5-0, Sandy Alcantara. We didn't know yesterday because some said he may not pitch in that game. If they're going to trade him, you're not going to take a chance he gets hurt. But he goes 5 strong innings, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts with the shutout yesterday. And the bullpen has been really good. So the trade deadline is tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And 51-55, they won't go away. They had a chance to win another series against St. Louis today before coming home for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday matchup against the Yankees.
Yeah, and that was one of those things, Joe. When I was over in Europe, you know, I wasn't watching Major League Baseball, but I get the notifications come up on my phone, and every single day I'm out there, Marlins win again, Marlins keep winning. I'm like, I should have just stayed over there, but they keep winning even after I come home.
Yeah, no, there's a different confidence. They got a lot of guys that they got a core of guys, especially from a Baltimore trade to the Yankee trade. And they've got some guys that you could see are going to be here for a while that are pretty damn good. So I think we're all kind of curious to see what happens between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and see with all that stuff. A lot of Dolphin news, a lot of good Dolphin news. The bad stuff is guys get injured. We're going to see it every day. Guys are going to get injured. You just hope it's not a season-ending injury. If a guy's banged up, he's going to be out a few weeks, you're like, okay, the goal is to get everybody to September to that first game healthy. Not necessarily playing their best, but healthy, and even if there's a little rust in it. So, yeah, yesterday Ashton Davis goes down at safety, who's, by the way, has been starting because the guy that's expected to start, Ifeatu, is expected to start. He's been out. He hasn't started to practice yet. And then on the other side, Minkah Fitzpatrick. So when you get those guys all back, and again, hopefully the good news for Ashton, and then Kader Kohou is also out, who still could be your best corner.
Yeah. But you need all your cornerbacks healthy because you don't have enough of them.
Well, I got to tell you, that will be the interesting unknown of who's going to get those top 4 or 5 jobs, inside and outside, at cornerback. Maybe more you keep. You know, and obviously some of them have to play special teams. Cornerbacks play a lot of special teams. They get the flyer jobs and run down and use their speed and guys that tackle for a living. So that's also going to be really important when they make some of these decisions. So we have all that. And putting an offensive line together, James Daniels just about ready to go full-time here at coming off his injury. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if he's back full go, in the next few days, he had the Achilles injury. But, boy, getting him back next to Austin Jackson at the right guard and right tackle position would be great. And then just got to keep that 5 guys healthy on that offensive line. But, anyway, there is a lot. We'll get you caught up on some things from practice. There is a lot to cover on the Dolphins and everything that's going on with them. But Austin Jackson's turned in one of the leaders at right tackle in his 6th year now former first-round pick, is expected to join us in just a few minutes, so we'll have that for you. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and have a lot more news to get to in college and pro football. Right now, though, hey, want to let you know, man, hurricane season is here. Protect your home if you haven't. You know what? Well, I've been thinking about those windows and doors and, and the roof. I'm just trying to get through one more year, and hopefully, you know, South Florida, we get lucky one more year. Hey, instead of worrying about all that, just call Loctite Impact. They'll take care of all of it for you. They do. They do everything. Windows, doors, and roofing. Old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month install. So don't wait for the next storm. Get going now. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great group of people in there to answer all your questions and get you started. Hey, Loctite Impact covers all of South Florida, ready to help you starting today. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody, man. Plenty of football. Dolphins in full pads for day two today, and University of Miami getting set to open up their camp media day today. But right now we are going out to Dolphins training camp. Right tackle Austin Jackson joins us this morning. Austin, thanks, man, so much for getting up early with us and coming on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, let's jump right into this, and I want to get in a part because I think of you every time they talk about the off-season workouts and guys showing up for OTAs and the chemistry and the accountability and being all in and having leaders in every room and every different part of this team. How important was all that stuff to setting you guys up from what we've seen so far?
Oh, that stuff's incredibly important. That's pretty much the time where we put in the foundation, you know, to our offense and defense. You know, that's where we help build our identity to see what we're going to execute well and really well. And then the things that we don't execute well, we get better at so we can, you know, sharpen our tools. And like summer was a huge part of that. We all got a really great understanding to help us kind of move a little faster, you know, when the preseason comes. That way we're more in sync together.
You know, Austin.
It's definitely very influential.
Yeah, it's great stuff. You know, Austin, it's funny because I hear the Cowboys yesterday and Jerry Jones upset with some of the guys. They didn't show up to OTAs. It sounded like everybody was all in on OTAs and being there and getting, you know, spending time together, not just the working out, but getting to know the guys you're going to be playing with, right?
Correct, exactly. Not even just the training part, but actually getting to know each other as people, as family men and as men, you know, see what our interests are, what our other responsibilities are, and just kind of, you know, just actually getting to know one another.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I look at this offensive line, and good news, it looks like it's getting even better for that guy that's going to be playing next to you, James Daniels. Looks like he's about ready to get the green light to go 100% in pads and stuff. I always wonder, we talk about the guy next to you. How important is it that and to spend a little time with camp and have your right guard next to you and know who it's going to be and get used to? He's seen a lot of things. Now, hell, you've been in the league a long time. You've seen everything too, but to get some chemistry together.
Oh, so important. So important. And to touch on your point earlier, you know, we kind of started during the summer. During OTAs, spring workouts, developing that chemistry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Having conversations about expectations that were extremely necessary. And so now that, you know, we're here at training camp, you know, we're feeling pretty comfortable with what we need to execute in terms of that. And, you know, in terms of his injury, he's coming along perfectly. So, you know, that would be in due time. But this is a great time, training camp, but we put a lot of work in the summer as well.
Over on the left side, Austin, how's Patrick Paul doing? And you're now, you know, the elder statesman of that offensive line room. Do you find yourself mentoring him and showing him the ropes a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Patrick Paul's a great football player, phenomenal athlete, great person. I think the best thing I can do for him is just, you know, give my advice and my 2 cents from my experiences, which I have been, you know. He knows what I'm all about with him. I just want him to be the best version of himself, the best tackle in the league, damn near. So in terms of that, I think he's come along great and taking all the necessary steps to dominate.
Hey, Austin, I think the best part of all this whole thing is you got Phillips, you got Chubb, you got Chop Robinson, who had a great second half of the season. And I see they're matching you guys up in some one-on-ones already here. So getting you guys used to that gear on just how good those guys. How much does that help, and how excited are you to have those three guys hopefully staying healthy and being back on that defense?
Oh, well, I'm super excited to have them back and healthy on the defense. You know, those all three of those guys you named are just playmakers. Playmakers just on their own individually. So having all three of them back in the rotation would be fantastic. Yeah. In terms of practice, I love it. You know, I love going against – I just love the competition. You know, they're great ends. You know, I want to be the best. So I really cherish the work we get to do together where we can both get better. You know, and I want to help those guys, and, you know, they want to help me, vice versa.
Hey, Austin, I find it funny. So once they started last year putting Chop wider, it was a whole new ball game with that great speed. When he started, he got a little bit wider, and you saw a bunch of tackles in the league going, holy crap, you better get off when on that snap, because this dude, he looks like he's running a 40 in about 4.3. Looks like he's trying to race Tyreek the way he's running. How different is he now, especially the confidence he must have picked up by the way he played in the second half of the year?
Oh yeah, he's still dominant. He's still great. Great moves. You have to be on point with him. He's very fast, like you said. Can stop on a dime. So I think he's gearing up to have a greater year. You know.
Yeah, right from the start. Hey, So I got to ask you.
Yes.
A whole bunch of new defensive linemen, man. And I got to tell everybody. Asked me. I go. I'm not worried at all, man. With what they've added. A lot of these guys, Kenneth Grant looks like he's going to be ready day one. I know you get to see tapes, and that's who you're going against every day. What are your thoughts on the defensive line and what you've seen with some new faces?
I think they've been doing a good job. Great job, actually, you know, between Kenneth Grant, Mac Dickerson, Butler, everyone who's just really stepped into that role has done a great job understanding what we've wanted from the defense. playing physical too, which is very important. We have a very physical defensive line.
Yeah, big guys as well. Hey, Butch Berry. I happen to be a big Butch Berry fan. He defends you guys, man. I tell you what, you've been through it all. I always wonder what makes you've had different offensive line coaches through your life. Some guys get a great reputation and other guys don't move the needle or don't really get a guy to play better. What is it about Butch Berry? Because he seems to get the most out of you guys.
You know, Butch has a lot of confidence within the system. And with that confidence he has in the system, he's able to project it to his players and give them like a really clear understanding of what's needed and how to be. You know, whereas, you know, I don't talk about anybody else, but
yeah,
that's just very important. I don't think it's easy to do either. I think it's very hard for an offensive line coach to be able to have a system and get multiple people to play the proper way in it. And I think that just starts with his confidence and all the work he puts in to understand what's needed out of this offense and offensive line play. You know, just you can just tell he works his ass off and has worked his ass off.
Yeah.
And he's a good dude. Good dude. You know, if you want to get better, you'll get better with him. But if you want to slack off, it's like you might be irritated by him. he's always pushing the envelope of getting better, which is what, you know, we want. That's what I love.
Did you think, you know, everybody's got comments about this team that, did you feel last year the offensive line, I hear this all the time, they need to get more physical. That'll help our, that we need to get better on third and week because we need to get, do you agree with that when you hear that?
I would agree with we need to execute. You know, I think we need to execute. You know, sometimes you can be too physical in football and lose. There's also a finesse part to it as well, as crazy as that is. But I agree. I think execution in third and short needs to be there for sure. Whereas we need to get a yard or two, we need to block the right people. We need to block, you know, to get that yard. So execution is key. I agree.
I know you guys take a lot of pride in the running game, and the Dolphins have one of the more exciting collections of running backs in the NFL. How do you see the running game coming together for this season, Austin?
I see it coming together beautifully. You know, going back to Coach Berry, you know, I think every year Coach Berry finds like a couple more things that we need to add to our toolbox as offensive linemen, meaning new techniques, new ways to approach blocks and how to anticipate blocks. So I think the run game is coming along great. You know, we have a whole building working towards it.
Hey, Austin, why we're at all this stuff, too, you know, just getting back to leadership thing, and I've talked to you a few times, and you get it. I think you've always kind of gotten how important the whole thing is. Have guys talked about it openly, or is it something more that's being said by the media, or you just feel more comfortable if you want to say something to somebody like, hey, man, you can do this. I'm not saying you go around ripping guys, but go, hey, man, let's do this together because I like what you guys are doing. I saw him running one day, and I find out you're behind it. Like, hey, guys, we're sloppy. We're going to run our ass after practice.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. I definitely was, you know, part of the reason we started running. It was really like a committee of us, but, you know, I'm definitely voting for the consequences.
Yeah.
As you would put it, that's just kind of how I was in college. You know, my team was, my school. We used to do up-downs after practice for any mistakes, really.
There's nothing worse than an up-down. After a practice, there's nothing worse if you want to throw up. I'd rather somebody tell me run gassers or run up and down a field than do those up-downs. You feel that same way? That is, when I see that, I go, hey, fans, I want to let you know, that is the worst thing you can do to a human being, those up-downs. They're rough. Huh?
Man. Yeah, and I'm like 6'4", so that's like a long way down and up. Like you're kind of, it's kind of scary.
Hey, before we let you go, I got to ask you this one. I'm getting ready to do the games next week in Chicago with Jimmy Cephalo, and I am sitting here, and I find out I thought I had the Savanaya thing down, and now they tell me yesterday, Joe, you've been butchering it. Austin, have you gotten that thing down, or do you just call him Jonah? You got a nickname for him, or which way are you going with that big stud at the left guard position? How do you handle that name?
We call him Joe. Call him Joe.
That makes it a lot easier. Say, yeah.
Isn't it Savania? Correct.
We probably got people listening right now in the communication going, damn, Joe, somebody called Joe Rose, and now Austin's not, he's not sure. Yeah, we got to get that thing figured out. By the way, I love that personality. How good is this kid going to be once he gets rid of some of the that green that he's going to have to learn from some of those old vets? He looks like he's going to be a hell of a player.
Yes, man, he will be a hell of a player. His intentions are there. His professionalism is there. You know, he shows up every day and just takes the proper steps. And then the next day he'll get better at whatever he needs to get better at. So he's definitely on the way. I think he's going to be a great football player and have an excellent career.
Well, I got professionalism. Austin, this has been great, man. I really appreciate you getting up early with us, giving us a few minutes to talk about the gang. I can't wait to get this thing started. And do me a favor, my man. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. Have a great day.
Thanks, too. Austin.
Austin Jackson, right tackle of the Miami Dolphins, joining us. And he has got a great approach to the game.
And you can tell he talks like a leader now, Joe. He's the longest tenured offensive lineman, and you can hear it. He takes pride in that group.
I think when Brewer comes back out, because I heard some of the stuff from Brewer too, and you're right though. They got a good combination of guys on this team, and he was here all off season, and he got after it. So anyway, they got the front five need to, you know, we can't get down to eight or nine guys like last year. And by the way, nobody gets hurt on purpose. I understand that. But you can't play late in the year playing the Houston Texans and you're down to eighth or ninth guy starting. And now that means even the backups are practice squad guys, more practice squad guys, and you're just so we need a little lady luck there to keep those guys going this year. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Canes Media Day is going on. Marlins going to try to win. I think this is their fifth.
Jeez.
How about this?
They've been rolling. They've been rolling.
Got a chance to win another series. It's crazy. Against St. Louis today. Got the shutout yesterday. And then, by the way, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Yankees are in town. And they're going to have a chance to win. It's incredible. They're in every game too. They've been coming back. Amazing what they're getting. Stowers has just been ridiculous the way he's playing. All right. Well, more on that. But right now, I do want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Boy, I got to tell you right now, when it comes to South Florida Chevy dealers, if you're still going to take a few days and get away here before the kids get back to school, you're looking for an SUV, you're going to stay away from the airports, and you want to just enjoy your family, have something, everybody together, boy, you got to check out the SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers, the all-new Equinox. Matter of fact, the electric Equinox is smoking hot right now. Got everything you need. Let's start with a great look, but also I want you to know plenty of room for the family and friends as well. Hey, I always tell everybody about the 2025 Traverse because I feel the same way. It is right below the Tahoe in space. It's got everything you need. So if you want something just a little bit smaller but still gives you great quality and a great look and plenty of room, right below the Tahoe and Suburban, they've got this 2025 Traverse. It's got everything. Spacious, comfortable seating for everybody, plenty of room for your cargo. We got you. And then, of course, the cleanup hitter, the Silverado truck. We make a truck perfect for your lifestyle. Hey, see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers that are going on right now. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You're in for a great experience at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody just joining us. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. Alex Donald's in with us from Locked On Canes podcast, and fresh off of vacation. Do me a favor, though, man. I was going to ask you about the vacation, but you've been to places that my wife's all over me about. My wife thinks I just want to do vacations in this country.
Okay.
I know all you want to do is you don't want to travel across the ocean.
Ah.
You just want to go, like, how many times, you know, and because we go because of family. I go to Tahoe a lot.
Which is not a bad spot to go.
So I'm outside of Sacramento where Beautiful. My home is and some of my family that travels with us. So Tahoe's not that far away. 2 hours away. Yeah. Just to give it. I'm real close to Sierra Nevada Mountains. So, and she's like, I'm calling her out because she's still in bed, but we did France, which you've done.
Yeah.
But you're Italian, man. I find out you're over there all the time.
I hadn't been there in 10 years, which was like the longest drought I'd ever had. And so we just went for 6 weeks. We did spend a week in France and a week in Greece, but 4 weeks in Italy.
But your family has a place
there.
Yeah, like, you are a real Italian, man. You're not some of
Yeah, in Marina di Massa, they have an apartment that was my grandparents that passed down to my parents.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because if you go to, because obviously when Americans go over there, you go, you know, hot spots like Florence, Venice, Rome, and stuff.
There you go. There was our vacation. Good job.
That's where that's the loop that everyone goes on.
Good job. There
but
it
when
is.
When you go to Massa, you know, there's not everybody speaks English there. It's, you know, you're really in like a spot that's just for the locals. So you experience kind of a different side to the country.
I tell you, man.
Because like when you go to Florence, like everybody speaks English,
Donald,
right?
Donald, am I a dumbass or does everybody here at the station know you're Italian? I didn't know you're Italian.
I don't know. I don't look Italian because my mom's from
Italian
Nebraska.
Looks like. I don't know. I'm with Jimmy Cefalo like my whole life. I don't know. He's Italian.
He looks
I know
Italian.
That. He does look Italian. I'll tell you what, I knew his parents, and they were real Italian. Yeah, they came over here. Yeah, no, I got you. Hey, so getting back, University of Miami has got their media day coming up this morning, and they're going to get started. So a lot of things to talk about. I wanted to ask you about transfer portal because it's important. I wanted to ask you just not just one guy, but over Carson Beck is the most important transfer portal guy. Hell, he might be the most important one in the country that was brought in again, like Cam Ward was last year. Give me a couple other guys, though. You're kind of from whether they are there for spring or guys they got after spring that you expect to have a big impact with this team.
A few guys in the defensive secondary, Joe, which was the Achilles heel of the team last year. Zechariah Poyser, safety that they added from Jacksonville State, he was there for the spring. He looks like you can pencil him into the starting lineup like right now, that he's going to have a spot locked down. He was very successful at playing a lower level of football.
It's amazing.
I think it's going to translate to power four for him. Xavier Lucas, someone who's probably worth all the trouble.
Well, everybody knows who he is. American Heritage Plantation guy originally.
Yeah, and then the lawsuits, everything from Wisconsin. But Lucas, he's big and physical, Joe. He's over 6 foot, over 200 pounds. I think it's the type of body type that Miami wants in their defensive backfield. I think he and O.J. Frederic, who returns from last year, obviously Frederic not a transfer, but they're going to lock down the outside corner spots. I also think, Joe, Keontae Scott, former Auburn Tiger, who Miami added, who's probably going to be the starting nickel. I think he's going to be another important transfer. So he was playing on the outside last year, which was a little out of position, because when he was playing nickel the year before at Auburn, he was all-SEC, and he played under Zach Etheridge, who's now the cornerbacks coach at Miami. So there's a little reunion there. Also, I hear really good things about Muhammad Touré, the linebacker from Rutgers. He's coming off an ACL, but I think he's fully healthy now. He's had a good offseason workouts the past couple of months. And on the offense, Joe, a guy that I think fans are going to learn about really quickly. Everyone, of course, at running back, rightfully so, you talk about Mark Fletcher and Jordan Lyle, your duo. It's going to be a trio with Shamar Brown, Marty Brown, who Miami added from North Dakota State, who's another big physical running back.
How about that program?
Yeah, I mean, they're the Alabama Crimson Tide of FCS, Joe. Every year they win.
If they called my D1 school, I go, we'll pass.
Yeah.
Because it happens every year. They beat D1 schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are something else. Hey, you didn't mention, I was a little surprised, David Blay.
Yeah, a defensive tackle from Louisiana.
He's going to be in that rotation.
Yeah, which Miami needs because, Joe, that's an area where I think the Hurricanes on paper are a little thinner, right? You talk about having, this is probably the best overall depth that Cristobal's had at Miami. Defensive tackle beyond the top three guys, I think, is a little bit of a question mark. I would say the top three guys in the interior of the D-line, Ahmad Moten, who comes off a good second half of the season last year. He's now a redshirt junior, I think, upperclassman.
He's gotten a lot better, man.
Justin Scott, who's was a true freshman last year, played a little bit, former five-star recruit out of Chicago. I think he's going to be one of the top three guys, if not a starter this year. And then David Blay from Louisiana Tech, who's got experience. Really good pass rusher from the interior, really disruptive. But I think the question is, after those top three, is Artavius Jones in his second year, is he going to take a big step? Yeah, I think he came from a smaller high school program, so he wasn't that polished last year as a true freshman. And then a guy to watch out for, I think, could be the fourth or fifth guy. True freshman Dante Simpson from Chaminade had a really good spring, Joe. So that's someone I would look out for.
Am I the only one worried about the wide receiver position? I know what they brought in, and I know the names. Trader, all the rest of them. And some of them caught some footballs in different places last year. Yeah. Right? LSU, BYU, they've got some guys from different schools. Are you still concerned a little bit that it doesn't match up with what they had last year?
Yes, only because it's a natural question mark, because Miami lost all their top pass catchers from last year. Like all
top
the guys.
Top four wide receivers and top tight end.
Top tight end, yeah. So from, Xavier Restrepo, who's probably irreplaceable, at least in the near future. I mean, I don't think you're automatically going to plug another 1,000-yard receiver into the slot. I think it's going to be more of a by-committee thing. But you lose Restrepo, who's your all-time leading receiver at Miami. You lose Jacoby George. You lose Isaiah Horton to Alabama. You lose Sam Brown. You lose Elijah Arroyo, like you mentioned. But I characterize receiver and tight end. I don't characterize it as a concern as much as a question mark, because I think there's a lot of talent in the room. I think the ceiling is very high.
I agree. And we got to be careful. This is a little bit of what the Miami Dolphins at cornerback. People go, they can't. No, it's just lack of experience for a lot of guys.
We haven't seen these guys do it in Miami uniforms, because I thought it. I know you were out there at some of the spring practices. I thought JoJo Trader looked consistently good in spring, right? But he just hasn't played a lot. Right, he played really well in the bowl game.
Either banged up a little bit, but he did have a chance to shine.
He didn't play in the spring game because he was banged up in the spring game, but he looked good in the spring. CJ Daniels is somebody that they rave about. He transferred in from LSU. He was at Liberty before that. He's a six-year senior, so he's one of the leaders in the room. We haven't seen yet Keelan Marion, who they brought in from BYU, who's really a special teams ace. Scored two kickoff return touchdowns last year. Wants to play a little bit more at receiver. They had an experienced slot guy, Tony Johnson. I also like some of the other guys return. Nye Carr, Joe is an interesting one because he was like, he had one foot out the door. He entered the transfer portal, but decided to stay.
That's right.
So I think that, you know, he's expecting to play a role on this team this year. Otherwise, he, you know, probably would have followed through with the transfer. And, you know, we all know Malachi Toney had a really good spring, but he's a true freshman. So
I am
how
curious,
much is he going to be ready
I
to play?
I am curious about a true freshman.
Yeah.
We've had it in the past. It has happened. A true freshman, how much of an impact can he make in year one?
Because we got a couple of those, Joe.
This guy's a little different. That's right.
Josh Moore is another
hell of a player.
He's a big receiver. He's like 6'4", 215 pounds. Doesn't look like a freshman, but he's still a true freshman.
Yeah.
How much are these guys going to play?
Well, this thing, it's going to be fun. You like this team overall? I know we haven't played a snap better than what? And it's kind of hard because there are parts of the team that defensively just absolutely was broken by the end of the year. But you like this thing potentially more overall?
From top to bottom, I like the roster better this year. You had the ultimate Band-Aid last year in Cam Ward. Like he covered up some of the warts last year, Joe. Like when your defense couldn't stop anybody, you always knew you give up a touchdown, you're getting it right back when Ward is on the field.
Right.
And that meant, you know, pulling off 25-point comebacks and 18-point comebacks. So, you know, as good as Carson Beck is, I don't know if he's capable of being the same kind of Band-Aid that Cam Ward was, but I don't think he needs to be. Because, again, like the defense looks a lot better. It's just, and I say this being a Miami football fan my entire life, including the last 20 years, when sometimes anything that can go wrong will go wrong. I get it. So we need to see how it actually plays out. But I think the roster from top to bottom is better this year than it was last year.
So Don, I got to ask you, because Woody came on and he just homered it up. I go, hey, so he had a vote up there. You guys, all everybody up there in the media got a vote on who you like, and he took UM. He did the thing. And
it looked good for him. I mean, he's...
Well, I did not get a vote because I wasn't there, but listen, until you beat him, Clemson's number one. That's just the way it works. And they got, some people think, one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the country. What do you think?
I voted, yeah, on our media ballot, I voted Clemson 1, I voted Miami 2. Like I think the Hurricanes can win the conference, but like you said, Clemson, who I thought they probably overachieved a little bit to win the ACC last year, I think they're better this year. And in terms of, like, so they have Cade Klubnik back, who had a fantastic year last year, especially since Clemson took a little dip in the running game. They didn't have as much last year. So Klubnik had to step up and be basically their top rusher in some of those games.
He had some great runs.
He's got some great runs in addition to the arm. So, and I know he's getting, like, Klubnik is getting some preseason Heisman love and all that. I don't necessarily think he's the best quarterback in the country, but he might be in the best situation.
He's got a great batch of receivers.
He's got a great batch of receivers. He's got, you know, the continuity of, you know, Garrett Riley. This will be, I think, his third year together with his offensive coordinator. They got, like you said, a ton of receivers. I think they'll have a little bit more depth at running back this year. So I can understand it. So, like, I voted Clemson 1, Miami 2.
I'd take it right now.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, ACC championship game, if that's
exactly
what we get.
That's exactly what it was.
And they don't play each other in the regular season. So you're not going to see them eliminate each other in the regular season. They wouldn't meet till the championship game.
Where'd you put SMU? Done a hell of a job.
Yeah, I put them fourth behind. I feel pretty strongly about Louisville this year. I put Louisville in number 3, SMU at 4th, and it's primarily because SMU – they've got a tougher schedule than they did last year. Like, and credit to them. Listen, they got to the ACC championship game. Miami didn't. But they also didn't really play anybody in the regular season. This year, they have to play Miami. I think they play Clemson, if I'm not mistaken. I've got to double-check that. But I know SMU has a tougher schedule than they did last year. So I think there's going to be maybe a little bit of a regression to the mean. But they're still really good. So I've got them right in there. I've got SMU 4th. And then I want to say... I probably voted, I can pull up my ballot, but I think Georgia Tech 5th, because Georgia Tech, as we saw, they've beaten Miami the last 2 years. They almost beat Georgia last year, 8 overtime game. Georgia Tech, to me, is like a sleeper team that can sneak up on the rest of the
conference.
Thank
job.
Goodness Miami doesn't have them on the schedule this year, because I don't want that game for a third straight year.
It's amazing. It really is. I'll tell you, that would happen in those games. All right, so... nobody's got a perfect team, no matter what. I understand that. But what part of the team are you most – again, you have to see it. There's going to be a new system defensively. What are you still most concerned with coming out of spring football?
Oof. I would still, to your one of your original points, I want to see what the chemistry looks like in the passing game. Because, again, like I saw receivers making plays. I think there's a lot of talent in the receiver room, but none of these guys were catching passes from Carson Beck. So I'm, you know, I need to see it to believe it, and I want to see Beck kind of compared to the other quarterbacks, because you know it's not a big secret, Joe. The quarterback play was not that consistent during spring ball. You know, I mean, Emery Williams has had his ups and downs. You know, Luke Nickel is a true freshman. He actually, I thought the game started to slow down for him the final couple weeks.
He got
of
more
spring.
Comfortable at the end. Yeah.
You know, Judd Anderson has been flashing at times, not so consistent at other times. So the quarterback room like needed Carson Beck badly for this year, Joe. And so I want to see how that passing game comes together.
I get asked this all the time. So Corey Heatherman comes in as a new defensive coordinator. So what does he do differently to have a chance to have more success, especially in coverage?
He lets his players play, Joe. It's less...
Keeps it simple. Don't overthink.
It's not... I thought last couple of years, Miami probably over-schemes a little bit, which is not necessarily something you have to do with South Florida athletes. There's going to be less... I'm not going to say under-scheming, because that would be, you know, taking some credit away from Heatherman. But I think he's going to keep it simple and allow these guys to play faster. Because that's the word that comes up every time I talk to defensive players. Had a chance to speak with Wesley Bissaint, as you did as well on your show. Bissaint and Akeem Mesidor out there at Media Days. I would ask all these guys about Corey Heatherman, and they keep saying, we get to play faster.
Yeah.
So I think that...
Don't think, just play.
Don't think, just play. That's one of the big things that Wes was saying.
I think the other thing... For the secondary, they got to find the ball. Even when they're in good coverage, they just don't do a good job of knowing where the football is. Yeah. And listen, nobody said that's easy. There's a lot of guys that can't play in the league that run fast and do a lot of wonderful things but can't find the ball.
Yeah.
If you can't find the ball, these guys are all good at going up and getting it in the crowd now and making adjustments and staying around for a long time. Hey, 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Alex Donald's with us. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. We'll get you caught up on some Miami Dolphins stuff that's going on. A lot of people want to know what's going on with the Dolphins, and we do have a lot of stuff to get you caught up on, from the injury bug to guys really playing well and a guy that's got to get going here real quickly. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, boy. It's all about getting your mortgage quickly. That's simple. Go ahead, Joe. Tell me about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You need to get a mortgage no matter what your situation is. First-time home buyer, you want to get approved. You want to get in the game. When you find a place, you want to be able not to get beat out by like 20 bids. You want to know you have a chance to get it. And that's what Michael Kotze is going to do for you. You're going to get the lowest rates in the business. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. Matter of fact, I tell everybody, just go to Google Reviews on the web if you want to know more. Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what people are saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Hey, the other thing is a reverse mortgage, one of the more popular mortgages for folks 62 and older. You qualify, and if you're sitting there with a lot of equity in your home, you could really use the money. A reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for your situation going forward. And Michael Kotze gets them done about half the time the big banks do. Guy has no life. He's working 7 days a week. Call or text him. Leave him a message or text him something, 561-441-2730. 36 years in the business. Michael Kotze has been helping everybody. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.